It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Right now, 35 degrees, partly cloudy, a little blue sky in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story, the death toll at the Nashville Elementary School has risen to 7. 3 children among the dead, and we go live to ABC News correspondent Derek Dennis. Derek, the shooter was a grown woman. So what do we know about her and the rest of this?
Yeah, 28-year-old woman. Authorities not releasing her name yet, but say they found evidence in her car after she was shot and killed by responding officers that she was a former student at the school, but many, many years ago. This was known as the Covenant School, a private Christian school in Nashville that served kids ages pre-K through the sixth grade, that grade level. So if the woman was a student, she was a student many, many years ago, 14, 15 years ago. We have also just learned the names and the ages of the victims. 3 children and 3 adults were killed. 2 girls and a boy, all of them ages 9 years old. The adults ages 60 and 61, 2 women and a man. That is just in from authorities who were waiting until next of kin was notified and then giving a little time after that before they released the names and ages. But yeah, 9-year-old students killed and adult staffers, 60 and 61 years old killed today.
KSL News Time 301. Derek Dennis is speaking with us from ABC News. Derek, what's become of the children in those classrooms? Are they back reunited with their parents?
Yeah, there was a reunification center set up not far from the school. The surviving students all evacuated, sent to this reunification center where parents showed up, as you can imagine, frantic, worried, traumatized after hearing of a shooting, a deadly shooting inside their children's school. So, yes, the only victims we have here, the 3 students who were killed and the 3 adults who were killed, the rest of the students and staff who were in the school have all been safely evacuated are now with their loved ones. But authorities are starting their investigation, a massive investigation, looking at the motive here. What may have motivated this female shooter to open fire in the school? We know, according to the authorities, she got into a side door and was able to go from the first floor to the second floor, firing multiple shots until she was taken down by officers. They're looking at surveillance video in the school, going through her cell phone, her car, her home, social media accounts, and talking to friends and family, trying to determine what may have been her motivation.
Thanks a lot, ABC's Derek Dennis joining us live. News Nation has just reported the names of those who were killed. 9-year-old Evelyn Dykehouse, 9-year-old Haley Scruggs, and 9-year-old William Kinney. The adults killed 61-year-old Cynthia Peak, 60-year-old Catherine Kuntz, 61-year-old Mike Hill. We understand there's a news conference in Nashville to begin shortly. Meantime, President Biden is calling today's school shooting in Nashville heartbreaking. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the president says it's a family's worst nightmare.
The shooter reported we had 2 assault weapons and a pistol, 2 AK-47s. So I call on Congress again to pass my assault weapons ban. It's about time that we began to make some more progress.
The president also commended law enforcement for quickly responding and ending the danger. Today's deadly school shooting has traumatized children, families, and neighbors. Kathy Thorson says she could hear the gunshots from her home.
It's very tragic. It's 2 blocks from our house. It could happen at any school.
Still no word. Investigators are still trying to learn a motive. Police say the 28-year-old woman who opened fire was a former student. Vice President Kamala Harris and the second gentleman stepped off Air Force Two in Accra, Ghana, as part of their week-long visit to Africa.
To witness firsthand the extraordinary innovation and creativity that is occurring on this continent and inspiring the world.
Harris is also in Africa to promote peace and security and strengthen business ties. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
We now know the name of the man shot and killed by police early Sunday morning in Sandy. Police say 33-year-old Dylan William Murphy was having a mental health episode about a mile from his home and that he might have been suicidal. Sandy police say the man posed a threat and they opened fire. They've yet to say whether Murphy had a weapon. His friends and family have posted on social media expressing anger over the shooting. The officer who fired is on paid administrative leave while the DA's office conducts an investigation. Gwyneth Paltrow's accuser testified at the ski crash trial in Park City today.
On Friday, Gwyneth Paltrow took the stand telling the jury,
"I was hit by Mr. Sanderson. And he was at fault."
But retired optometrist Terry Sanderson claims Paltrow was at fault for the ski crash and that he has lifelong injuries and brain trauma from it. He wants $300,000 for his injuries, telling the jury on Monday,
"I got hit in my back so hard, and I'm right at my shoulder blades."
Paltrow claims he's exploiting her wealth. Alex Stone, EBC News.
KSL News Time 306. First look traffic. Ricky, a lot of salt spray on the roads, you know?
A lot, definitely. But the snow has eased for now. But right now, those trying to go from Weber into Box Elder County, you can't. Northbound I-15 is still closed due to a fatal accident not far from Willard Bay. It is still causing delays back to Marriott Slaterville. There is a detour in place, and that's what you need to think about. If you're not already past 12th Street, Ogden, plan to take Highway 89 to travel north into Box Elder County. But the Salt Lake County freeway is looking good. What a difference just a few hours makes from the morning drive to the afternoon drive. You're good to go. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.